get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade.
Telegram for Mr. Edwards. Telegram for Mr. Edwards.
Here you are, son. I'll tell you. Pardon me a minute, folks. A telegram here. Oh, it's a wire from Procter & Gamble. It says, say, this is news. Listen, I'll read it to you. Have just delivered 300 Crisco Cannon luncheon sets to Georgie Jessel's famous Little Old New York restaurant at New York World's Fair. Boy, is that something, and what a thrill for you women who are taking advantage of Crisco's wonderful new gift offer. Now think of it. New York World's Fair, the world of tomorrow. And right in the heart of it, Georgie Jessel's famous Little Old New York restaurant, where stars of stage and screen, famous celebrities from many lands, meet and dine. And now, a smart new note is added. Crisco's beautiful five-piece Cannon luncheon set. The very same luncheon set many of you friends have already sent for. The exquisite five-piece luncheon set the makers of Crisco are offering you at a price that makes it a real bargain. You ought to see this tablecloth, folks. Really, it's a beauty. 36 inches square. And with it come four 12-inch napkins. Now, the set is made of a fine-quality, cream-colored basket-weave fabric. You'll be proud to show it off because its peasant colors will give your breakfast, luncheon, or supper table that certain oomph it may need. Now, why don't you plan to be the very first in your neighborhood to own one of these famous luncheon sets? Can't you just picture your friends dropping into Georgie Jessel's famous Little Old New York Village at the New York World's Fair this summer and seeing the very same smart luncheon set you had on your very own table at home? Why, you'll be the talk of the town. Now, Crisco is making this offer solely in the interest of good food. Good food that you'll find at Georgie Jessel's World's Fair restaurant, and the good food you can give your family when you cook the modern Crisco way. Big, luscious cakes, tender, flaky pies, delicious fried foods. Let modern, creamy Crisco help you to make every mealtime occasion a real treat. What a perfect combination. Delicious food on a gay and charming cloth. Now, your question is, all right, how do I get one of these famous luncheon or breakfast sets, the kind they have at Georgie Jessel's famous New York World's Fair restaurant? Well, here's your answer. Now, listen to this. This is important. Just send your name and address, 50 cents in coin, and a Crisco label or wrapper, any size, to Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio. 50 cents in coin, your name and address, and a Crisco label or wrapper, any size, to Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio. This offer limited to the United States only. And please allow about 2 weeks for delivery. Now, for the life of you, don't miss out on this rare offer. Send for your Cannon luncheon or breakfast set today before they're all snapped up. Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we join our friends in the small house halfway up in the next block now. And we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook enjoying a season of postprandial ease in the living room. Their serenity is short-lived, however, for Sade has just produced consternation. Listen.
You don't mean to tell me that you want me to be very old and very important. Well, it's 190 degrees in the shade, Sade. I'd melt into a... You were joking all the time, weren't you?
Not joking a bit.
You mean to tell me that you had me move forward?
Please. Person missed an innocent little remark and fellas jump out of their undershirts screaming like panthers.
Then you were joking.
No.
You're serious when you suggest going over in Donahue's basement and carrying out 2 tons of coal?
It's got to be done, hasn't it?
Mom, tonight's the night the fat businessmen play handball down at the YMCA.
Oh, you don't have to be there, though. I was cute. Before I mentioned the coal, I said, what you going to do this evening, Vic? Mr. Vic said, nothing. I said, you got anything up your sleeve, Rush? Mr. Rush said, no.
A very, very ingenious trap.
Oh, what you say we don't bother going through a lot of talky-talk and stuff? What you say we slip into our overalls and take care of this little job?
Your mother calls moving 2 tons of coal a little job.
You don't have to move at all this evening.
You're too kind, Sadie. Your heart is bigger in the tub. But I can't let you get away with so much generosity. I'll not only move your 2 tons of coal this evening, but I'll also paint the house and shingle the roof.
Some fellas hate work like they hate a snake.
Most fellas hate the idea of lugging coal around on a stifling hot day.
It's not stifling hot now. The cool of the evening set in. Why, I bet if you glance at the thermometer, you'll know... Rush, don't strain yourself fidgeting around. You're not going any place.
Fat businessmen are playing handball down at the YM.
Fat businessmen down at the YM never entered your noodle till I mentioned coal.
Fat businessmen down at the YM.
Go get you in your father's overalls.
Kid, you know, let us leaven our good impulses with common sense. Before we plunge into some rash course of action, let us consider and reflect. Now, you know
Skipper.
Yourself that...
Overalls?
Yes.
Sellerway?
Yes.
Fat businessmen down at the
Quick
YM.
Quick, Rush.
What do you mean, wait, Rush? I told him to do something. Scoot, Rush.
Bad businessmen down at the YM are playing handball and...
Wait, Rush. After the mama's given the child a definite order.
Getting back to the subject of Donahue's and their 2 tons of half-wit coal, may I humbly venture the opinion that summertime is no
Let
time
me
to be
venture
gotten.
An opinion once. They moved away from Virginia Avenue, leaving that lovely pile of coal they couldn't take with them. They said they'd make us a gift of it. Coal is expensive, and here's a monstrous, big, beautiful heap of it we can have for nothing. Shall we let it go?
I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say we're hardly dying for coal in the middle of summer. We've got a long time to wait before the wintry blasts force us to huddle near the furnace and blow our breath on our blue fingers.
You'd wait till next December, huh?
I'd certainly wait till dark days are over. I'd certainly wait
Nick,
until...
Nick, don't you appreciate why we ought to get that coal in our cellar as quick as we can?
No.
2 good, solid reasons.
Mutt and Jeff, I suppose. Oh, heck, kiddo, not
Two
forget...
2 good, solid reasons.
What are they?
One is Mr. Erickson may rent his house any minute. If a new family moved in next door and took possession, what could we do? I bet you hadn't thought of that, had you?
No, but I'd...
That's true, isn't it? Could we go over next door in some strange family's basement and start carrying away coal? We could not. Why, the chief of police would be here on his motorcycle so fast it'd make your head swim. And besides that...
My overalls are all wrinkled.
What?
My overalls are all wrinkled.
Oh, how horrible. Now you won't be able to do a lick of work. Person certainly can't accomplish anything with wrinkled overalls. Put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not have any more nonsense. Give your father his.
You want mine?
Oh, yes, you do. You'd be black as the 9 of diamonds in 6 seconds if you tried carrying basket loads of coal across the yard wearing
basket
a good...
Basket loads of coal?
Sure.
You propose transporting 2 tons of coal by means of rotten little measly baskets?
I don't know as they're so rotten or measly either. Their market baskets down cellar are substantial and hold a good deal.
Why don't we use teaspoons?
You're slipping them on, Rush.
Oh, here. I got a cavity in my tooth. I'll use that to haul coal in. If disgusting little vulgar market baskets are good
enough
to haul...
Well, what would you use? A team of horses and a wagon? The coal has to be carried from Donahue's basement to our basement. Distance of about 15 feet.
Surely you listen to a reasonable...
Rush, get into them overalls. I'm not going to tell you again.
The handmen playing fat ball down at the YM are about
oh,
to start...
Oh, the handmen playing fat ball down at the YM.
I mean the fat men playing handball. Fat men playing handball down at the
get
YM.
Get in them overalls. You too, Vic. Actually, now, don't you think it's a little ridiculous to waste all this time? You got no plans for this evening. All you do would be go sit out in the porch swing. A couple of hours of good wholesome exercise would do you good.
Getting dark. Can't work in the dark.
Drowning man grabbing for straws.
What?
Nothing. You won't have to work in the dark. Soon as it gets dark, you can quit.
You said there was 2 reasons why it was necessary to hurry up and break my back after a hot, miserable day, lugging coal around like a slob of a half-wit hippopotamus.
Yeah, 2 reasons. One of them is Mr. Erickson might get his house rented any minute. Might get it lit tomorrow. If that happened, we'd be out our lovely 2 tons of coal.
What's the other reason?
The other reason is I'm pretty sure Mr. Erickson is helping himself to that coal himself.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm pretty sure there's not a day goes by but what he don't stop by and get a few chunks and carry him off home in that big satchel of his.
Rather far-fetched, don't you think?
It's Miss Donna who suspects him. She told me yesterday the pile had dwindled something fierce. And don't that sound like him? Why, he's coming every day and helping himself to a chunk of coal and sneaking it away in his satchel. It won't be very long.
Telephone is ringing.
See who it is, Rush.
Probably Bluetooth Johnson.
Well, if it is, don't get in any long, drawn-out conversations.
He probably wants me to go down to YM and watch the fat men play handball.
Fat men play fat ball.
When I said handmen play fat ball, I naturally was confused with fat men.
Play handball, yeah. Answer the phone before the party hangs up.
Well, hello, Miss Dunbottom. Just fine, thanks.
$500?
Yes, yes.
Sure.
Miss Dunbottom, ma'am.
Tell him to come right over.
Well, if you people plan to indulge in cards, why can't I proceed on down to YM and witness
the handmen play fat ball. Get out of the way.
Tell him to come right on over.
Be putting on your overalls. Hello there, Third Lieutenant Stanley. No, finished supper ages ago. Just sitting here with our teeth in our mouth. Uh-huh. Why, well, say, that sounds fine. Sure, the big muckety muck says wonderful.
Tell him to come right over.
Why don't you do that? We'll be here. Oh, sure. All right, we'll be looking for you, lady. You bet. All right, Ruthie. Goodbye.
You coming right over?
Oh, coming right over. It's not 6:30 yet.
When are they coming?
When they usually come, around 7:45 or kind of halfway in around through there.
Call back and say we'd like to get an early start. Say Victor wants to get up early in the morning, and if it's all the same to
them, now listen. You boys are going to move that coal. Mr. Erickson might get his house rented any second, and we'd be out our lovely heap of coal.
Will you please tell me how I'm going to be loving coal? Oh, and please,
tell us.
Willis,
go down cellar and get the market baskets, and then skip on over to Donahue's. Put on your overalls, Rush. Put on your overalls, Vic. And then run along. I'm a lady with lots of responsibility. I've got two little boys to look after and watch over. Two little tiny helpless boys.
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Now, I want to repeat the exciting telegram I read at the beginning of today's program. It's from Procter & Gamble, and here's what it says. Have just delivered 300 Crisco Canon luncheon sets to Georgie Jessel's famous little old New York restaurant at New York's World's Fair. Now, for a limited time only, and solely to induce you to try new creamier Crisco, Procter & Gamble is offering these lovely five-piece genuine Canon luncheon sets at a price that makes it a real bargain. Now, these smart peasant-type luncheon or breakfast sets were made up exclusively by Procter & Gamble by the famous Canon Mills. The tablecloth, 36 inches square, that's also bridge table size, you know, and the four 12-inch napkins are made of a fine-quality basket-weave fabric in a distinctive three-tone stripe design on a cream-colored background. Their gay peasant colors will suggest many smart color schemes for your breakfast, luncheon, or supper table. Now, here's all you do to get one of these handsome Canon luncheon sets that you will find at Georgie Jessel's famous little old New York restaurants at the New York World's Fair. Just send your name and address, 50 cents in coin, and a Crisco label or wrapper, any size, to Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio. This offer limited to United States only. Please allow about 2 weeks for delivery. But send for your Canon luncheon set today. The supply is very limited. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.